What's up, everyone? It's Michael Scotto, HoopsHype.com's NBA writer and host of the HoopsHype podcast. On today's episode, we have a special guest. I'm joined by one of the top free agents who's entering the market this summer. He's a versatile two-way player who's scratching the surface of what he can be in this league at only 25 years old. Kelly Oubre Jr. joins me on the podcast. Kelly, how's it going, brother, as you get ready for what could be the most important summer of your life?
It's going well, man. Thanks for having me. Look forward to speaking with you about it.
No, my pleasure. I know you're putting in work with your guy, Drew Hanlon, out there. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about off the top is you individually as a player, it seemed like you were really starting to come into your own in Phoenix with the Suns as a player. So what did you make of your time there for those two seasons where, you know, you got to become a full-time starter for the first time in your career?
It was something that was, you know, the elevation, like the way my career is going, you know, it's just constantly getting better each and every year. When I got traded to Phoenix from DC, that was an opportunity for me to, you know, step into a bigger role. And, you know, I thrived in that. It's something that, you know, I'm ready for. And obviously I've shown that, you know, I'm just ready to just continuously keep that consistent, you know, with my leadership skills and, you know, everything else, all the analytics that follow behind it.
And for you, that was like one of the first pivotal moments of your career. And I was curious if you remembered at all how you felt when you were traded to Phoenix and you were going to get that bigger role. Because if I remember correctly, I think you guys were playing like the Nets that night in Brooklyn. And the news kind of came out in the locker room that night after the game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was an experience because that was my first time getting traded. I had to kind of, you know, handle my emotions. Obviously, it was a little bit sad, but also, you know, I didn't really have, I couldn't really see, you know, past the moment that I was in at that point in my life. Also, so, and I didn't know, you know, the situation was definitely going to, you know, work out in my benefit a lot more than I thought so in that moment, because I was just, you know, I was a part of, you know, my first business transaction as a young NBA player. And I think that it was a learning experience for me. But at the end of the day, it really introduced me again to the business side of basketball, which, you know, I'm all for now.
And you mentioned that first business experience for yourself, you know, from going to Phoenix and then to OKC and then to Golden State. You know, obviously you played a pivotal role in them getting Chris Paul and them going to the finals. But for you, you get to go to Golden State and you play with guys that have won championships and some stars in this league. And so in this past season, when you were in Golden State, what were your thoughts overall on your experience there and how it helped play a role in your development as a player in this league?
Yeah, just coming from a place where, you know, the culture was steadily forming. It was a young squad, you know, a lot of youth, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, untapped potential, you know, within that Phoenix squad, you know, that was on 2 years ago. And, you know, to go to an organization like the Warriors, who already have, you know, a culture already set, and, you know, they already pretty much are used to, you know, doing things how they've been doing things for the past years, you know, that have been working for them. So it was just a different change for me to come into a different culture that was already set. So it takes some time for you to get used to people. It takes some time for you to get to know people. So, you know, to try to force and rush that process, it kind of makes it a little bit unorganic a little bit, but that's what you have to do in short times, you know, in this league to kind of pretty much prove yourself to stay longer. And, you know, it's all about getting that nod to pretty much be around for a very long time. And, you know, I just tried to soak up as much knowledge from those guys as possible. And I think that it helped me in my leadership skills, even though, you know, my role was decreased this past season. I feel like I've learned a lot more how to be a leader on the team.
You know, and with that in mind, I mean, obviously first you were in OKC before getting rerouted there. I was just curious if did you ever think when they acquired you that maybe you would be there, or did you kind of have an idea that you were going to get rerouted and end up somewhere else? Because they were obviously in a rebuild mode at the time. But from my standpoint, I was like, well, guy's young, and maybe he could be a part of their core going forward. I was just curious how you thought of that at the time.
Yeah, I mean, everything was a blur for me at that time, because obviously I was, you know, traded to OKC, but then pretty much told to just stay and put, you know, I was going to go somewhere else. So I had to kind of just brace myself for whatever, you know, and not have any expectations about what I thought or where I thought I was going to go in that moment. You know, it was, like I said, it was another experience for me to learn from, because it just kind of resembled draft night a little bit, of me not knowing where I was going to go for a bit. And, you know, my fate being in other, you know, somebody else's hands. And, you know, it's something that, you know, it brings up on a lot of questions in your mind of, you know, where you're going to go, or, you know, if you're loved for real. And I think it was just, you know, a big experience for me to learn from and get through, which it made me stronger and made me who I am today.
Coming up next, Kelly Oubre Jr. explains what he's looking for in free agency after a quick break. Are you ready to jumpstart your career in the business of basketball? Are you looking for a leg up as you pursue your dream job in sports? If so, Sports Business Classroom is the choice for you. Sports Business Classroom is immersed and in-person at the NBA's Las Vegas Summer League and provides a great education brought to you by some of the biggest names in the game. From August 9th to the 14th, learn from the experts on topics like the salary cap, scouting and analytics, media and broadcasting. Head over to sportsbusinessclassroom.com to sign up. That's sportsbusinessclassroom.com.
You know, you touched on the aspect of, like, not knowing what your future is going to be, especially when, you know, it's determined by teams and executives. I don't think a lot of people realize that for an athlete, you know, there's a lot of perks to it, but your life could change on a dime and you can go to a totally different city. But for you now, you get to decide your future. It's in your hands. You know, obviously you need teams to offer you stuff, but it's in your hands where you're going to go as a free agent. You have that control. So with that in mind, for Kelly Oubre Jr., for you, what are you looking for out of your free agency experience this summer?
I'm really just, you know, looking to make the best decision, you know, with my team and my family that's best for us. Obviously, like I said, you know, I want to be a leader, and you know, I want to, you know, continue to expand my game and grow, spread my wings. You know, I want to continue to just, you know, show, you know, all the things that I'm capable of and not be able to be put in the box. You know, I felt like, you know, the universe was trying to put me in a box last year, and it was, you know, something that it always clashes, because it's always a big deal whenever, you know, I'm trying to put in the box, because I can't be put in the box. So, you know, I'm going to continue to show you and prove to you why you shouldn't put me in a box. And, you know, I think that just allowed, you know, me to fuel myself to work harder for this summer and to come back next year and, you know, be a better all around player. So, you know, as far as the business side of it, I can't control that. All I can do is wait for, you know, August to roll around and my team to, you know, us to really just handle the business side of it. But for now, I just want to continue to go somewhere that I can spread my wings and just continue to grow and, you know, be a focal point in the culture.
And I was curious for you, like, you had been a free agent before when you signed with the Suns back in 2019. So this is a little bit, obviously, of a different scenario than when you were in Phoenix. How do you approach this maybe differently now, or is there anything you learned from your past free agent experience that you can use now, you know, as you're entering your prime at 25, looking to get a nice lucrative deal this summer?
Yeah, you know, it's a longevity game for real. You know, I'm here to stay. I've proven that, you know, that I'm rock solid, you know, in my approach to the game. And, you know, I'm going to continuously get better, you know, and people know what to expect from me. You know, the attributes that I bring, every team can benefit from. But I just feel like, you know, I'm one of the top tier, bringing the two-way style of play, you know, into the game, you know, like it was before, you know, and I'm going to continuously get better at honing on that. So I think I bring a better skill set and a better, you know, three-dimensional way of thinking to, you know, the situation this summer, because it's a bigger summer for me, because I obviously, like you said, I'm unrestricted, and before I was restricted. So and I had, you know, a little bit less leniency to make decisions. But now, you know, the fate is in my hands. So, you know, I won't, you know, take that for granted.
You talked about obviously wanting to spread your wings. So with that in mind, is there like what type of system do you think maybe would be best suited for you to play in and maximize your potential as a player?
You know, a highly, you know, emphasized defensive culture, like a championship winning culture, honestly. Being able to emphasize, you know, turning defense to offense, emphasizing team basketball, .5 basketball, a spread open floor, you know, size, versatility, you know, things like that. I think that's where I fit in perfectly. And I don't know who that may be, but there are a lot of organizations, you know, out there who are growing in that direction. So, you know, I think that I can seamlessly fit into any one of those.
As you've been getting ready for the off season, what have you been working on with your trainer, Drew Hanlon, as you get ready for next season and, you know, just to improve on in your game?
I'm kind of taking it back, taking, you know, my fundamentals, you know, back to the basics. More so working on my handles, my pickup, my ball pickups. Obviously, you know, shooting a lot of reps from three and mid-range, a lot of phase, a lot of mid-range work, you know, creating and getting the spots. I think that for me, I have the tools. It's just about, you know, connecting my mind and my body together, making them more effective in the game and making the right reads with, you know, the moves that I do. So kind of just working on my overall game, but, you know, it's just the basic fundamentals that carry me, you know, for the long run.
Coming up next, Kelly Oubre Jr. explains what separates him from other free agents, what he's thought of his career so far, and much more after a quick break. Are you ready to jumpstart your career in the business of basketball? Are you looking for a leg up as you pursue your dream job in sports? If so, Sports Business Classroom is the choice for you. Sports Business Classroom is immersed and in-person at the NBA's Las Vegas Summer League and provides a great education brought to you by some of the biggest names in the game. From August 9th to the 14th, learn from the experts on topics like the salary cap, scouting and analytics, media and broadcasting. Head over to sportsbusinessclassroom.com to sign up. That's sportsbusinessclassroom.com.
When you look at the free agent market, what do you think separates you from maybe some of the other free agents that are available this summer?
Sure, my youth. You know, my two-way ability, offense and defense. You know, I'm not one-dimensional. You know, I bring offense and defense, passion, leadership skills. You know, professional. You know, constant professional. I'm gonna come in and do my work. You know, with a smile on my face each and every day. And you know, I'm a winner. So, you know, those are things that, you know, I can say off the top of my head about me. You know, that I bring to an organization. You know.
And for you, obviously, you've been in the league a decent amount now. It's been six seasons for you. It's kind of hard to believe it kind of went by that quick for yourself, because it seemed like you were just coming in as a teenager kind of recently. But with that in mind, what have you thought of your career to this point so far? Has it been what you thought it would be? Anything surprise you? What have you thought of your career thus far?
Shit, I really have no expectations, because at the end of the day, I've never been given anything on a silver platter. I've had to work for each and everything that I've gotten in my life. So, you know, everything that I've done up to this point, I've earned it. And I like it that way. Like, I could be here right now in my career and, you know, have some accolades that, you know, were kind of just given to me, or, you know, I got blessed up and got handed to me a little bit, but that's not the case. You know, I'm going to continue to just work and prove, you know, my words in every single way possible by the work that I put in. So I'm going to continue to just be myself. And I love how this game never changed me. And it will never change me. This life will never change me. So, you know, just remain humble and appreciative of just the life that I live. And I get to play basketball for a living, man. I don't ever take that for granted. So,
no, it's definitely a blessing. And you touched on your youth as one of the reasons why, you know, you feel like it could separate you from some of the other free agents. For you, being 25 right now, and, you know, you turn 26 at the end of the year, as you enter these prime years of your career, what do you personally hope to accomplish going forward for yourself?
Oh man, just honestly, for me personally, just continuously get better. Keep the same routine of getting better each and every year. Allow my, you know, my game to expand, my numbers to grow, and just do it humbly and just like, you know, within the confines of the offense and the organization that I'm in. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, it's just continuously grow. I definitely want to be, you know, have all the individual accolades, you know, under my belt, but that only comes one day at a time. So I can only continue to get better today for tomorrow and then the next day to build into that. So I can't really control that part.
Have you ever thought about, obviously this is down the line, but maybe how long you'd want to play in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, I really would love to be 15 to 20. You know, that's ideal. That's a dream of mine for sure. And, you know, just to be around this league, you know, until I pretty much can anymore. That's the goal.
Have you ever thought about, and again, this is many years, hopefully down the line, but eventually players are going to hang up their sneakers. Have you ever thought about what you would do post retirement, hopefully many years down the line?
Well, I'm an artist, so, you know, I definitely, you know, plan on doing something in the arts field. So, you know, what that may be, I'm not sure yet, but, you know, I have my own business LLCs and stuff set up for me to transition, you know, after I finish playing basketball into those fields. But right now, man, I'm just focused on playing the game that I love.
And one other question I wanted to ask you was, you know, we touched on a little bit about your time in Phoenix, and you obviously were a big part of the reason why they got Chris Paul. And, you know, you got to play for a guy in Monty Williams, and they obviously reached the finals with Chris Paul. So as a guy who, in a way, was a part of that, even though you weren't on that team, I was just curious, for you, what was it like playing for Monty Williams behind the scenes? And what did you think of seeing Phoenix kind of take that step, you know, as part of that big trade for Chris Paul to reach the finals?
Yeah, Monty Williams is one of the best voices that I've had ever in my ear, you know, kind of keeping me on the straight and narrow, helping me grow, you know, helping me realize, you know, what humility is, what, you know, gratitude is. And I would never take that, you know, for granted. Monty was one of the biggest inspirations for me in my career because he came and, you know, all that adversity he faced in his life, he came out on top. And for him to come into a new organization within Phoenix, which was last year, and already, you know, make us better within the year that he was there, it shows a lot about who he is and how he was here for them to make that jump. So it was already set in stone because of the foundation Monty came and built, you know, from day one to come into Phoenix. So I give him the credit for getting those guys ready for this year to make that playoff push. They were ready for whatever, no matter what people are saying. So I'm super proud of them. I'd have no hate in my blood because at the end of the day, you know, I'm on my own path, doing my own thing, and that's their path and their thing now. So I can only just pretty much show love instead of, you know, show any type of form of hate, because the blessings will come back around.
That's a good, humble approach. And I guess, Kelly, last thing for me before I let you go, is there anything that you're really looking forward to as you start this free agent process, and just even stuff about you that maybe people wouldn't know, whether it's, you know, looking at a highlight tape, something about you as a person as well that people wouldn't know?
Yeah, I'm never satisfied. If you don't know that about me, I'm never satisfied. I always feel like I can be better. I could do better. I feel like, you know, I can push the individuals around me to be better and to do better. And I'm always continuously elevating and evolving, you know, with the times of the world. So, you know, I look forward to evolving with whatever, you know, situation I go through, and maybe some growth over the next 4+ years, and, you know, become a family. I think love, you know, rules everything, and everything is easier when you have love, and it's done with love. So, you know, that's the situation I'm looking to go to next, is one that is formed out of love. So,
well, with that in mind, Kelly, I appreciate you joining me on the pod, Kelly, and I do wish you the best of luck as you get ready for free agency, and you look to hopefully set up the next couple of years that are going to be the prime years of your career.
Thank you, man. I look forward to it as well. I look forward to speaking to you more about that too. I appreciate your time today, bro.
Absolutely. I also want to thank everybody else for tuning in. And if you want to hear more episodes of the Hoopside Podcast with guest appearances from NBA players such as Kelly Oubre Jr., coaches, executives, and media members, you can like and subscribe to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. You can also keep up with my tweets on Twitter, at Mike A. Scotto. Make sure you're following Kelly, too. He's at Kelly Oubre Jr. Until next time, I'm your host, Michael Scotto, wishing you and yours all the best.